When the memoir Love and Consequences was pulled from bookstore shelves this month, it caused a lot of introspection in the literary world. Margaret P. Jones wrote about life as a half-white, half-Native American girl in Black Los Angeles. But she was soon outed as all-white Peggy Seltzer from an affluent L.A. suburb. Some of the people most disgusted with Seltzer's deception are writers who have lived a lot closer to the life she only pretended to lead, as NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Margaret Seltzer spoke to NPR to discuss why it's tempting to deal drugs in South L.A.
You look around and everybody's doing dirt bad, and you have hand-me-down shoes and clothes, and the kids at school are making fun of you, and you have a chance to get some little money and get some nice clothes.
Riveting stuff, except it never happened to her. That interview never made air, and Seltzer's appropriation of someone else's life really angers writer Susan Strait. Like Seltzer, Strait is white. Unlike Seltzer, Strait has always lived around Black folks.
I've written fiction about African-American characters for 20 years, but I was married for many, many, many years into a large African-American family and never pretended to be anyone but what I am. I'm a short blonde woman. I have three African-American mixed-race daughters, and I still live three blocks from where I was born.
Strait remains an integral part of her Black family in Riverside, California. She says when Peggy Seltzer claims that she slept with a gun nightly and bought herself a burial plot with some of her first drug profits, she's doing more than ripping off Strait's neighborhood. She's insulting Strait's friends, her children, and former in-laws.
In the Black community, I think there's this incredible sense of despair about the fact that if you're a mom with Black children, you can't send them walking down the street to the grocery store because you're afraid they'll be shot. So to have someone who didn't live like that pretend to have a gun and to get a burial plot is a huge amount of disrespect.
Especially when there are real-life examples, like 17-year-old Jameel Shaw. A college-bound high school athlete, Jameel was shot steps away from his parents' Los Angeles home. His mother returned from active duty in Iraq to bury him last week. The only gun she's ever carried was in service to her country. 40 minutes away in Pasadena, on a patio facing a busy street, author Jervy Tervelon says Seltzer's memoir struck him as false immediately. Tervelon taught for years in L.A.'s inner-city high schools. He says the life Peggy Seltzer described didn't jibe with his experiences.
Because there's no nuances of the life that's there. You'll see the kid that's the Black skateboarder at the inner-city school. Or like myself, I flew model rockets. There's a diversity of interest, but usually the commonality is everybody's trying not to get shot.
Tervelon believes Peggy Seltzer and her urban affectations could only have existed because so much of the publishing world finds Black life incomprehensible.
And so it seems like there's a constant search for the white person that can be the interpreter for Black life.
Television writer David Mills agrees. Mills has written for several urban-themed series like Homicide, ER, and The Wire. Stretched out on a park bench in Glendale, Mills voices frustration that white editors and producers often make assumptions about what's authentically Black based on stereotypes.
All they know about the Black world is what they've read in other media.
Mills is convinced Seltzer's editors found her believable because her book reflected pathological images of ghetto life they'd seen in popular films and rap videos.
Everything I saw in that first chapter, she could have got from seeing Boys in the Hood or There Are No Children Here or do you know what I'm saying?
Mills is most offended by Seltzer's posturing. Photos of her show a small, stern-faced woman flashing gang signs, her fist wrapped in the red bandana of the Bloods, a very real gang to which she claimed membership.
That's almost scary dangerous. You don't mess with that reality. You don't mess with that degree of pain and death that is real. You could pay a hell of a lot more price than the embarrassment she's facing now.
To avoid future embarrassment of faux memoirs like Seltzer's, publishers will need to figure out how to choose books that speak truthfully about Black urban life without exploiting or stereotyping it. And do a little fact-checking. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.